This is James Taylor with Theater Talk. During the last 25 years, The Color Purple, once an eloquent story about a woman named Miss Seeley, has become a full-blown American institution. To recap, in 1982, Alice Walker published The Color Purple, an epistolary novel set in America's South during the early 20th century. The next year, The Color Purple won the Pulitzer Prize, making Walker the first black woman to win that award for fiction. 2 years later, The Color Purple became a Hollywood film directed by Steven Spielberg. It was a big year-end prestige release, earning 11 Oscar nominations and grossing just shy of $100 million. Most importantly, it catapulted two of its actors into superstardom, Whoopi Goldberg as Miss Seeley and Oprah Winfrey in her screen debut as Sophia. 20 years later, The Color Purple became further ingrained in American culture due to a Broadway musical version with the words Oprah Winfrey Presents above the title. It's still running on Broadway today, and last month, the touring production brought the show to Los Angeles. This singing and dancing Color Purple is grand American myth-making, like Oklahoma or The Music Man. It's also more faithful to Walker's book than the hazy, sometimes silly film. Despite the moving performances of Goldberg and Winfrey, Spielberg's film bathed Walker's story in warm nostalgia and glossed over one of the book's important subplots, Seeley's sexual awakening, inspired and reciprocated by another woman, Shug Avery.
Oh, Seeley, you're too beautiful for words.
This is not to say that The Color Purple, the musical, ever comes close to achieving the singular voice of Seeley in Walker's prose. The book remains a work of considerable artistic merit, whereas the musical is strangely artless. Marcia Norman, who herself won the Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1983, the same year as Walker, has efficiently pared the novel into simple scenes, with her script unfolding quickly and sometimes randomly, with little time for anything poetic. Some of the book's better lines are preserved, but Norman's version is less a stage adaptation than a blueprint for a giant commercial product. Likewise, the score and staging. Every piece of the production seems to have been micromanaged to wring out as much pathos and you-go-girl sentiment as possible. The result is a piece of polished entertainment that clearly appeals to audiences, but at times it makes this deeply human story feel soulless and mechanical. What makes The Color Purple come alive is not its music or stagecraft, but rather its performances. Here at the Amundsen, the cast includes two first-rate achievements. Jeanette Byerdell is a great singer, and she skillfully inhabits the lead role. Not surprisingly, though, the show's stealer is Felicia P. Fields in the role that made Oprah a star. Fields gives a larger-than-life performance that justly won a Tony Award on Broadway. She turns the number Hell No into a minor showstopper and makes Sophia's feminism with a fist affably irresistible.
But if a man raises hand, hell no.
The Color Purple is rarely boring, thanks to its talented and energetic cast. And more memorable than the mediocre music and script is the fact that the show transforms a novel about African-American empowerment into a truly universal and profitable story of redemption.
Look what God has done.
The Color Purple, the musical, runs through March 9th at the Amundsen Theater. This is James Taylor with Theater Talk for KCRW.